Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, Big Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last time on the episode, Not-Not Matt joined us, and we were killing troglodytes, because that's what we do. Now back into the story, and let's see whether more people will die. Hooray! Murder!
Actually, he wouldn't go there. 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe there. Between the rocks and the pump, as you try to shoot the troglodyte. And he misses, because he was too focused on not hitting the kobolds or the pump as well. The crossbow just fires out into the darkness.
Well, at least we got the darkness.
Yeah, then he did one good song.
Kind of turns around and goes, "Take that, darkness!"
Yeah.
I believe in a thing called love.
Don't let these bells end.
giggles.
I'll move to towards Milo. Six squares.
All right.
Is my storm strike enough to? Have I got enough squares, or do I have to use a crossbow? Am I too far away from?
10 squares, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're one square out.
Okay, I'll use my crossbow then.
Alrighty.
And I'll try and hit the troglodyte.
Twang!
Please miss.
It thuds into the rocks.
Missed.
This rock is getting... I tell you what, we should get experience points for beating the crap out of this rock.
Yeah, we should.
Because we are really going, doing damage.
Hey.
It's the rock.
Spell. What
it's
the
just,
rock?
It's just like you're welcome.
It's cooking. The kobolds now. The kobolds turn around. These two kobolds turn around as they Milo. You hear them shouting, "We're being flanked!"
Oh, I go, "Guys, they're being flanked."
Five.
They're being flanked!
As he swings his short sword. And misses.
Watch out, boys and girls!
Five. Let me just have a quick read of this. Okay. Cool. Now the troglodyte's turn, because they've for some reason been removed. It must have been when I deleted that first one. It just
removed
the other
one. Yeah, he must have been the one you had the thingy on.
So I'll bear that in mind to just make him invisible from then on. Okay, the other troglodyte. We'll do the one that's in the darkness first. Misses. Clangs against the kobold's shield. The other troglodyte, who's barely standing, is going to continue to bite that kobold. With a critical fail! As it goes in for the second bite, the troglodyte thrusts his sword upwards.
Yeah.
Dealing 4 damage to it. Sticking it in the mouth.
That's hot.
Troglodyte is on his knees now. Milo.
Beg him, please.
He's got blood pouring out of his balls and his mouth. And
every
his ball mouth.
He's bleeding. Yeah. There's a balls. Balls are popping out. It's horrible. I'll shout to the guys. I'll be like, "Get the flank!" I don't know if you guys know what that means. I saw it in a movie once. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5. I move closer and I use my dual strike on the troglodyte to try and finish it off. trying to put it out of its misery.
Shooting
its arms and legs and hands and head off.
Yep.
Twin strike coming in. First strike misses.
Arrow sails past him and he looks, turns to look.
Second one is a max damage. Describe its demise.
So the first arrow sails past and it looks at the arrow and it looks in slow motion and it's like, wow, that's cool. And then the other arrow slams through its head and it's like, oh! And
they,
yeah, and then it lands on the ground. It's like, and he goes,
and to emphasize all this, Felix is adding the special effects.
Yeah, so it's like you see, like, like in Street Fighter when they hit the ground. K.O.
Yeah, you kind of, so Matt is your closest to Felix. You hear him just normally saying to himself, K.O., but it actually echoes and booms around the room.
Nice.
And then he goes, Milo wins. Fatality. Milo sort of like does a little like...
victory dance.
He does like a victory pose where he like sort of like looks off into the distance like... like some sort of anime character. And the kobolds look at them like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is that a cat in a general's outfit? What the fuck?
Lee, you're up next.
All right.
Don't trust the kobolds. Don't trust them. Kill them.
Wait, what?
The voices are chanting in your head.
Oh, in Matt's head.
Kill them.
Yeah, only Matt can hear this.
Kill them all.
Burn them all!
Oh, God, he's turning into a fish.
Corp, 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 corp.
That's why he's getting the murderous thoughts as well.
Did I have a torch out? Could I throw my torch at them?
Who are you throwing your torch at?
Do I have any gasoline?
No.
Damn it. So I'll move forward.
Yep.
Over here. And then right. I throw my torch at them.
Using your ping, so hold left click. Where are you throwing it? Show me where you're throwing it. About there. Okay. So now on the left side of your screen with your little drop down bar. Where that little crystal ball image is, I want you to hover over it and then go down to D20 and click that and it will roll a D20. And we'll see if you're able to throw it there. A 3. Okay. It was a bad throw. It ends up landing here
next to me and I'm on fire.
It lands about halfway.
I end up throwing on my head.
With Felix there, I guess. It reveals just this little segment with the light.
He's like, great work, Lee.
Unfortunately, you had a crappy throw. So this is your torch if you ever wish to pick it up again.
I just like the idea that you were like, ah! And then just it just fell out of your hand.
Just fumbled it.
Rolled over, just like, oh, okay. Last time I put effort into this.
You guys just like, what the fuck's Lee doing over there?
He's turning into a fish and just flopping about. Felix now, kind of just laughing at you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steps around the corner. And... he is going to use his mage hand spell. So you see him, he does like this weird movement where he crosses his hands and then uncrosses them again. And as he does that, energy comes over and kind of sweeps across to create like translucent bluish gloves around his hands. As he then flicks them forward, these hands kind of float off away from him And using his arms and hands, he's able to control these floaty magical hands.
Oh.
And to do that, he then picks up the torch that you threw and places it further here, lighting up this whole area, revealing another passageway. I'll get rid of this bit as well. And the troglodyte that came around the corner. And that uses his standard action. So his minor action, as he can't do much else, you'll then see him kind of look at you nervously, Lee, but with his eyes suggestively kind of getting you to try and look at the troglodyte, as he then wiggles his fingers and you see the troglodyte piss himself.
Oh, it's a classic.
Literally.
As Felix has started giggling to himself.
He literally pisses himself.
The troglodyte, himself. Yeah. One of his spells, he's able to cause something to either dry or soil itself. So I took that into meaning he can make things piss itself. Giggles.
Right. I'm going to dash.
Yep.
Up so to Lee. However many steps I can make that.
You can do double your movement.
So 12.
6, 7, 8.
It just uses up your attack is all.
Yeah, that's fine.
You still have a minor action
there. That's
though.
Fine.
Okay.
Jeez,
the squares are a little bit bigger. I'll make your token bigger.
She like rushes down like, come on!
You have a minor action if you wanted to do anything.
I don't think I can think of anything.
Alrighty.
It's the torch, isn't it?
The kobolds.
Like, what the hell's that thing?
The first kobold swings a sword. Kill it! Kill the enemy! Dealing 7 damage.
Nice. Good going.
Is he saying that?
All trogs die!
All trogs?
3.
All trogs die.
Oh, all trogs. I thought he said, like, he was talking about, like, Ultron. Like, the trog version of Ultron. Cheese and crackers.
This 10 is that one dashes. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Protect the worm priest!
Yeah!
As this troglodyte is now gonna claw at one of the kobolds. 18. I think that hits. A glancing blow. Slashing against his chest, dealing 3 damage. This troglodyte here is struggling to breathe. Milo.
1, 2.
That's like, can you go over the pipe?
3.
You'll be able to step over it or climb over it, yeah. It's not 6. Gigantic.
Okay.
I think I've got a clear line of sight to the troglodyte.
Yeah.
So I'll mark this guy and then use dual strike.
Okay. First strike coming in. 22 hits. Dealing 5 damage.
It hits his right hand and takes off his pinky.
Nice.
Second shot comes in, hits, dealing 10 damage.
That hits him in his left shoulder blade. He won't be lifting it any weights anymore.
The troglodyte gets hit. And in pain, he makes the hissing sound like a crocodile would and looks past the kobolds to see who's shooting at him and sees this cat in a general's outfit with a bow and kind of scowls at you.
And Milo raises his middle finger and goes, fuck you! Because he hates troglodytes, as mentioned in the last episode.
Yep. Lee. Like,
I'm going to move.
Yep.
Just as the moon walks over.
Dun, 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 dun,
and can I throw the axe I have?
Your axe of warning?
Yes.
Sure. Let's see.
It's zero in inventory, though. Does that mean I don't have any more?
So if you roll... if you throw it, then you won't have it anymore. I'm just trying to think.
Could I pick it up, or is it like a one-use thing?
You'll be able to pick it up afterwards. Okay. You just have to move over and pick it up. So as it's not set as a power thing, roll a d20. So this is an improvised attack now. So on the left, go to the crystal ball. Yep, there you go. And you fumbled it. You fumbled the axe as well.
I'm good at this.
So your axe, which I will mark as yellow, just lands behind the cupboard.
It's okay, guys. I'll get it.
Carp, carp, carp.
Like, Lee, stop throwing things.
Throw all your items. Things. Throw them away. You don't need them.
I'm just throwing everything.
It's like, wow, he's really changed. He's got that orb. He just can't throw for shit.
Yeah.
Felix is like, come on, you can do it. I believe in you. He takes away the concentration of his mage hands. He's like, I'm just going to go over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steps out the way of everyone. And is then going to whip out his little kazoo and start going. And Milo, you feel inspired by his bardic music.
I like the fact that as soon as I throw shit, you move.
Just got to make sure you don't hit me. Where's your inspirations there? Okay. And that's all he is going to do. Giggles.
But I'm going to move.
Right, so you're moving in line with
in
the
line
enemy.
In line with the enemy. Well, yep. I'm going to do lightning strike or storm strike or whatever it's called. I can never remember what it's called.
Desert strike.
Storm spike.
They see? I don't even know what it's called. I'm just, yeah.
I like Storm Strike, though. It sounds
Storm Spike
cool.
Coming in.
Critical one.
But, although you got critical one, you leveled up and you got ability to reroll it.
So reroll!
Reroll it. 21 definitely hits. Dealing 8, and he's also marked as well.
Thank you, reroll.
10. Did 10 lightning damage to the creature. As this bolt crackles and sparks out of your fingers, slamming into it.
And he's like,
lightning!
His turn, then he gets striked again. Yay!
Yep. Lightning, my only weakness!
Anything else you wish to do?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
You're good.
The kobolds! As they're now swarming him. one sword coming in. Hits. Dealing 8. Well, actually, yes, that hits. Even with the stink, that still hits.
Even with the smell.
So that is that. Second kobold swings. With
critical
one. Oh no. As he swings, and the first. Kobold hits him, causes the troglodyte to swing his claw out as he gets hit towards the kobold that's next to him, dealing 7 damage to that one.
No!
Can I click him and not the torch, please? Thank you.
The torch is damaged.
And that kobold is also very badly injured. As the other kobolds come in. Jumping in, swinging its sword. And it's a mess. It doesn't cut its thick hide. 2, 3, 4, 5. Kill the trog! Kill the trog! As the troglodyte... how is... He's bloodied, so he's below half health. Okay. The troglodyte then is going to... I guess claw one of them.
Oh, God.
19.
Oh, God.
Quad, it hits.
It's not gonna be good. Hitting
7.
To which one?
To the one closest Lee, this one.
Oh, God.
A troglodyte is now very badly wounded and is holding its stomach, trying to hold in its own intestines.
We might need to heal that guy.
Milo.
Right, so I'm sort of running forward. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I take aim and dual strike the troglodyte. I'm aiming for its head above the heads of my cobalt allies.
First shot misses. I guess just because there's so many kobolds there, you're trying, focusing to not hit them. Second shot barely misses. You came closer to your target, but you still missed.
I'm like, fucking hell. But at least I can say to the guys, like, let's heal that guy. Let's heal this guy at least, because he's sort of dying.
Don't worry, you're closer to Lee now.
Oh.
Lee.
Oh, I mean, that's something to worry about.
Don't heal them. Allow them to die.
So I'm going to pick up my axe.
Blob like a fish.
you pick up your axe.
I pick it up and I swing it at the friendly that's next to me.
Wait, what?
Oh, you're fighting the kobold.
Yeah, that one. The kobold.
Okay. Roll your great axe one, because it uses the same attack die anyway, so.
I've got a great sword.
But now I give you kudos to that you're going with the theme of what your character is like. So you know that the voices are trying to sway you into different choices. Obviously, you as the player know that probably what you're doing is bad, but the character is like, ah, yes, kill them, blub like a fish. So go to powers and go to greatsword and then hit roll. You decimate and cut that kobold in half.
The one time.
As the other kobolds now look at you like, what?
Do I not get to describe how I killed him?
Yeah, just go ahead, describe.
Okay, how did so you I kill run over. Kobold? I slide on my knees, pick up my axe, swing round, get the back of his knee. He drops to the floor. I headbutt him in the head. As he goes back, I then stamp on his skull.
Wow.
And go, shout victory.
With that, then, go to your stats, and I want you to roll intimidation as the other kobolds are next to you.
Intimidate.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty intimidated of you.
Holy
with
shit.
With an 18... These kobolds do not trust Lee.
I mean, I thought about it.
I don't want to talk to Lee no more.
That's the voices in your head now, like, blood, blood. Okay, Felix.
Sorry, guys, I do like a good murder.
Felix sees what's happened, and He twiddles his fingers to moisten his mouth as he then spits the moist out as if he's drinking tea. He's like, and then looks at Tim and Milo and giggles and goes, "What a twist!"
Yes. Turns into Dracula as well.
And he'll then, with one hand and without looking, will just try to shoot the troglodyte with his crossbow. Still looking at Milo and giggles. Barely misses. He came very close.
Right. Well.
And he decides to stay where he is. And it is at that moment that Boney begins to talk to him.
Okay.
What does Boney say? Can we hear what Boney says?
So Boney lights his eye, the skeletal holes, eye sockets light up with white purpley flame. As the jaw then starts to flap and talk, and you hear it start to say, "In a land far away, unbeknownst to this world, there was a man clad in iron as he fired tank missiles at other tanks, and he had a weird glowy thing in his chest. He had to build this glowy thing to stop himself from dying, and he, with his undutiful heroism and in fighting the evil, he became what he started as, the Avengers." As it waffles on about Iron Man. Okay, so what does this do? All right, I'll bear that in mind.
We're all characters in the MCU now.
Yeah, woo!
So another purpley energy begins to emanate from Felix as he looks at himself, going, "Oh, I'm all glowy again." I quite like Santa's gift.
Yeah, I mean, it turned you into a plant pot before. Yeah. So.
Well, that was his wild magic. That wasn't Boney.
No.
Okay, giggles.
One second. The thing's gone.
Oh.
So do you need to move, or are you going to just shoot? Cause...
I was going to shoot, so...
Okay, so just pretend like I haven't said that stuff and just be like, carry on with your turn.
Okay. I'm going to shoot my storm spike, storm strikes, laser...
Whatever storm spike, yep.
Storm spike laser sword.
Yeah!
focus into the sword and just...
13 to its reflex. Will you need to re-roll? A 13 is a glancing blow. So do you accept the glancing blow, or do you want to roll and whatever that result is, you take?
Do I have the little thingy where I can roll plus 6?
Yes, you do. Your can bardic inspiration. Yep. You're going to add 6 to that. Adding a 5, so now it's a definite hit. You're dealing 10 damage to it.
Woo!
I remove your inspiration.
Is that including the mark as well?
Oh, yeah, and the mark as well. Making it 13 damage.
Woo!
As this bolt goes... Oh, pew-pew!
Woo! Oh, and the thingy, and the troglodyte didn't move on his turn, did he?
Didn't.
So he should get...
Turn, further lightning damage equal to wisdom modifier. What is said modifier? Your wisdom modifier is an extra 6.
Woo!
He continues to crackle with electricity. He is barely able to stay on his feet as his body stiffens with the lightning going through him.
Wait, he's electric?
No, right. I'm electric.
Oh, I was going to say, we saw one of them swimming earlier.
No, I'm electric.
Yeah, she's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics.
Yeah.
They're not quite what I expected, but I need more time.
Anything else you wish to do?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you want to check on Lee? Because apparently he killed one of our allies.
I'm going to take the orb. I'm going to take the orb because you're behind me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you and say I'm going to take the orb off of Lee after this battle because I think the orb is making him go crazy!
I'm like, yeah.
I think we need to take it in turns of holding the orb.
It's like a ring.
Come on.
Share the load.
Yeah, we need to share the load.
Or you may not be able to carry the load, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry you!
Yeah, that's it.
So the kobold.
Oh, is that when they fuck?
This kobold now does not know who is more dangerous. So, Matt, I want you to pick odds or evens.
Evens.
Going evens. We'll see who he's attacking. He's going for the troglodyte. All right. Troglodyte's more scary. He's seen his own people get eaten by it. As he swings his sword at the troglodyte. Misses. But he's going to shift away from you, Matt. As the other troglodyte here. I'll just make his token a bit bigger. Swings his sword. Barely. It hits the body of the troglodyte, but doesn't cut it. And the other troglodyte. Other kobold, sorry. Will move in. And I think he would still go for the troglodyte. They're all missing. I think they're all nervous of you, Lee. It's causing them to, they're losing their focus. as he's going to be shifty and shift over here as well. Milo.
Okay, I'm going to try and...
I was about to say, now that the kobolds are out the way, you'll probably be able to get a better shot.
Yeah,
with him now.
I'll sort of step over here and I'll do my dual strike on the Trogo. Trogo Bogo.
First shot misses.
Damn, I missed.
Second shot hits. 10. Describe its demise.
So, basically, Milo pulls the first one and it just flings past him. And this one doesn't react. It's too busy sort of like focused on the kobolds. But then Milo then sort of just like takes a deep breath, focuses in, pulls back, flames erupt from it, a falcon appears, and Marnie screams, "Falcon shot!" And the arrow flies through, and it bursts into flames and just disintegrates.
And as always, you look over and you see Felix doing all the special effects for all of this.
Yeah.
It's up. He's doing the eagle noises for the bird. And he sees you looking at him, and it's like the slowly... He's like, oh, I feel awkward now. And with the death of that troglodyte, the kobolds then form a line around this side and slam their shields down in front of them as they're not immediately attacking, but they are now cautious of you guys due to Lee's actions.
Right. So Milo will, again, he'll go... he sort of says, "Please forgive my friend. We think he's sick. He thinks he's Phil Mitchell from EastEnders."
Okay, diplomacy.
Sleeping with the apples and pears.
19. It went in your favour.
But it's like, oh, we know EastEnders.
It's likely that they've had dealings with Tabaxis before, and it could be that, I don't know, maybe with this clan, Tabaxis are kind of allies of them, so they're very trusting of you. You're not having to say much. Lee, what would you... Are you going to do anything to maybe redeem yourself? Meanwhile, the voices are still like, kill them all!
I'm just going to say, oh, that was fun, isn't it? right. And if anyone asks me about why I killed that guy, I'll just say, well, it's mercy, innit?
It's mercy.
In it. Don't forget the in it.
In it. In it, yeah. It's...
Can I walk over to Lee and just take the orb? And it's in its
In it.
In its pouch.
In its pouch, please.
Okay. So
take Lee, off my inventory.
Looking, yeah. What does it say in your inventory?
I'm looking for.
I think it would be just like cursed artifact or something.
Crystal that allows an elf to sleep.
No, not that one. Let me have a look at your character sheet.
Crystal ball artifact.
Artifact, crystal ball. There we go. I'll copy and paste that into yours, Tanya.
Do you want me to delete it from what? Oh, you got it.
Yep, did it. Okay, I've added that in. Now, as it transfers over to you, I'll get you to roll a d20, Giggles. Needs to be below your willpower, which it is. 15, you feel the clawing sensation in your mind. It's quite strong. You're hearing lots of whispers, like a cacophony of them. There's more than one talking in your head. But you're able to endure it and push them away until it goes back to a silence.
It's like, down!
With the orb taken away, it doesn't seem to affect Lee's personality. He's still affected by the voices, but he's no longer hearing them anymore. So you're not being swayed to kill everything.
Am I changing between Fumich and the fish still?
It's entirely up to you now at this point, but the orb is not
some
making,
mental scarring.
Yeah, the orb is not doing that to you now. Whilst this is
doing
happening,
it my own will.
Whilst this is happening, the kobolds are talking amongst themselves. They seem very pressed, like there's an urgent matter. As they, I think I moved the map. There we go. They then say, "If you are with us." If you are with us, you will help us protect the worm priest.
Yes.
With that, if I can.
Where is your priest?
All right.
Show us your worm.
Won't let me multi-select. There we go. As they then rush off down this pathway.
Come on, chums. Let's go.
Oh,
it was only me. Was anyone selected?
And I'll end this as well.
Holy guacamole. Who would have thought that all those things would happen? And what will happen next? You'll have to find out by tuning into the next episode in 2 weeks' time, in the usual slot that it would be. Thank you so much to Not Not Matt and Tanya for playing the game, and Dave for writing it and DMing. And thank you all for listening. And thank me as well. Why doesn't nobody ever thank me? Thank Tim. Thank you, Tim, for doing the stuff. You're welcome, everyone. Now get out my house. Because that's how I show gratitude. I tell you to leave my house. Oh, and don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on twitch.tv. And tell him that he smells like roses. Bye.